Eloi Nishma Shlom Yisrael Ben Tam and Ruvain. Yael Kenny's brother was killed 7 years ago on this day in Gaza by terrorists. Snuck up and shot him while he was doing his patrol. He was a Hayal. So this year, Eloi Nishma Yael Kenny's older brother, Shlom Yisrael Ben Tam and Ruvain. So we saw the mission over here already yesterday. Taking the next step, which is to add me the mission, please. Stuff is after the body test in the days again. Yeah, Eric has that. Yeah, good. Stop right there. Afilu ani shabisrael lo yochalad sheyesev, which is as simple as reading the second, it may not be so fashion. But afilu ani shabisrael lo yochalad sheyesev. One question has to get asked when you read the mission like this. Yeah, what's the have meaning? Correct. Strengthen, what do you mean? Why did Ani be putter over here? Is Ani Chayvin Tfilin? Yes. Ani Chayvin Matzah? Yes. Ani Chayvin Dalad Minim? Yeah. There's another halach that you can't afford the mix, but it costs more than 20%. You know, it's more than a chomish, it's more than 20% of your earnings that you're putter, right? If one person is $100, it costs $70 to buy lulav and esrog, he's putter. But that's a Shas principle. L'chor here, you get the impression that there's a unique halacha that potentially an ani would have been putter. And therefore, the question begs, what is the havamim? Now, for starters, there are some people who believe this question is so strong. Which shita believes this question is the strongest? Which shita? Tosfos Yeshiva Farshim. He believes it's so strong that what? It can't even be a question. There's no way there's a question. It's absolutely pashut that there's no havamim. And that's why he goes out of his way to read the Mishnah differently. The Yesh Mefarshim Dela Ala Elkar Ad Shetich Shach Afilu Ani Shabisrael. In other words, it's not that the Ani Shabisrael won. It's not that the Ani Shabisrael is Chayavid Dal Kosos. That's Pashim. No one would have thought otherwise. But rather, Afilu Ani Shalo Ocho Kam Yavid Lo Yochel Ad Shetich Shach. That the chiddush of Anish of Yisrael is not that he's chayv in dal kosis, because there's no chiddush, it's pashut, but rather that he's oser in eating Erev Yontif, eating Erev Pesach. And because he's so hungry, he's starving, he has no food, one would have thought that this Isser Drabonon of Erev Pesach and Tamach Lamincha Lo Yochal Asher Tichshoch is only for people who are satiated, who are not starving, who haven't eaten in 3 or 4 days. It's an unbelievable chiddush that tells us to believe that an ani is even chayiv in that. However, lechor the hechrich for Tosis is the fact that this question is unsurmountable. There's no such avenue. However, the first day in Tosos disagrees and believes that there's a avenue. The first day in Tosos disagrees fundamentally and thinks, no, it's not that there's no avenue. Of course there's a avenue. What is the avenue? Let's read it inside. Who wants to read the avenue? Danny, go ahead. Correct. What is the happy of that? Is it set out?
This leaning of an ani is an actual considered leaning because leaning represents errors and an ani in no way.
Yeah, how many assumptions is this happy predicated on, Daddy? What do you say?
32.
Yeah, what is it? Hasheva is Kairos, yeah? And
there's no
Kairos
for
an ani. And therefore, it's not Shaya for an ani. This is the Havmi. Tosis rejects, we'll have to see exactly what trigger Tosis rejects in the second day. But Tosis' first day has two assumptions of the Havmi. Point number one, assumption number one is that Hasheva is predicated on Kairos. Point number two is that, therefore, the ani, because he is poor, because he has nothing, al-malahatim, he has no properties, he has nothing, therefore he cannot accomplish anything at his father. This is the two assumptions to the havni. By the way, you can even find it in the words of Tosfos. Which assumption does Tosfos develop first? Oh, I'll get to that in 1 second, the words. The first one is based on is the Yisod, and the second is the Yisod. You with me? The first is the concept, it's the idea, the understanding of Hasheva. What is it based on? What is the Makut of Hasheva? What's the answer according to the Havamina? Chayes. And number two is the application, Yisom. Therefore, it's not Shaykh to Anani. Now, when Tosfos words it, which one did he describe first? The second. Tosfos says, which words is Tosfos describe the first assumption? In other words, Tosfos question says, since Anani has no clothes, he can't accomplish Derecheres. Just in terms of conception, I broke it down backwards because I think it's easier to start off with the idea, with the concept, with the stone, and move on to the application of the relevance. In any event, this is the Havli, therefore the Maskana is not true. The Maskana says that's incorrect. Says the Maskana, Anani of course had to lean or recline. Ivan has table. What assumption is the Maskana disagreeing with? What? Something different, Tosfos. You don't know. Tosfos says every word discussing only the Havli. It's partial to Tosfos, the Maskana disagrees, but from Tosfos' Lashon, you have no idea. So what are the two possibilities? Either he disagrees on the first assumption or the second assumption. If he disagrees on the first assumption, what is he saying? Haseba is not based on Cheres. Rather, what is it based on? Something else. And we'll get back to that in a few seconds. The first assumption, the first option, as I understand in Maskana, is it disagrees fundamentally with the Havliya. Haseba is not based upon Cheres. Rather, it's based upon something else. What is it based on? We'll get back. Alternatively, we could suggest AFLP, what?
Haseba
is based on Cheres, still what? Nonetheless, the Ani has to try his best. The Ani has to do his best that he can. Donnie has to continue leaning, reclining, even on nothing, whatever he can do. Now, before we go back and explain what the first possibility is in the Maskana, realize the two possibilities to what the Maskana is are fundamentally different. The first one rejects our entire notion of Cheres to be defined. We'll get back to it in 2 seconds. The second one accepts the Havamina fundamentally just disagrees on its application. Or methodologically, if you wanted to break it down in the following way, the Havamina says, how do I understand Haseba by an Ani? I understand that it's impossible. Kimash Malan, what? I misunderstood Haseba, and that changes the first assumption. Haseba, all of that is that Haseba, Cheres or something else. Or is it, no, I misunderstood Ani. Just because Ani can't do it in the ideal form doesn't mean he shouldn't continue trying. Now the question becomes, the second, well, how do you fill the blank of the first possibility as to what the Maskana is? Or just to really flesh out the Chakira correctly, if the Maskana entirely uproots, and this is great methodology as well, anytime you ever have a Havamina and a Maskana, one should ask, what? How much of the Havamina is the Maskana rejecting? Is it totally making a 180 degree turn, saying everything you thought is wrong? Cheres is not, I didn't say that about Cheres, it's about something else, which we'll get back in 2 seconds though. Or are we suggesting, no, you're right. The Havamina fundamentally is correct, just not so extreme. Not to the point where it's going to be fucked. Now that we've dealt with the structure, let's see if we can figure out what potentially is this second option. What else might Haseba be reflective of, if not an expression, or if not Cheres Mamash? What else might it be?
Derech Achil.
Derech Achil, what do you mean by that?
Like that's where they ate.
And therefore, Ani is the goal, that's the way they ate. Why only came back? Why people do that night? I'm not just my jam, but I don't know that.
It's part of Matzah or Lamas.
Hold up on that. You didn't give me that. No, no, no. What is Haseba? The answer is the goal of Haseba is not Cheres, but rather?
Accomplishments of Dalakos.
What am I trying to accomplish by it? What do you want to say?
Say
you're going to say. I don't know. Before we Which Rishonim seem to focus on Zeh L'Cheres? Rashi and the Rashbam. We'll read them in a second. However, what is the conceptual difference between Zeh L'Cheres versus what they call in Lamdish terminology? Cheres, Cheres Namish. Meaning, what's the difference between Zeh L'Cheres versus Namish Namish? What's the conceptual idea? Assuming that the first way that Jeremy just articulated for us fundamentally changes the maskana of the Havanina, what essentially is the difference? Initially, that was Cheres Mamish. Cheres Mamish. Now we think it's Zeh L'Cheres. What's the difference between fundamentally changing it and calling it Zeh L'Cheres versus the other Shabbat on sale?
Even like the corresponding would be Zeh L'Cheres.
You're right, but like you didn't articulate that clearly. You're right, you just didn't say what's the difference. Don't tell me what the ramifications of the difference would be about the Ani. Tell me what is the difference. Define. Not ramifications. You follow? Hear that?
Cheres Mamish might have an aspect of actually being able to accomplish Cheres like now, as opposed to Zeh L'Cheres, because it's merely a remembrance, there might not be any like actual need to have.
Let's work with that. I think that's a lot sharper of a definition. And I'll repeat it, and I'll go through a couple of questions after you to clarify further. Zeh L'Cheres is strictly commemorative. Zeh L'Cheres is, let's remember how they felt. What did they do? We'll do what they did. The focus is much more on the actions they did, while Cheres Mamish is much more on how they felt. In other words, we feel freedom, so we act in a certain way. Where is the focus on the actions or the feelings? I'll say it differently. How much subjectivity versus objectivity falls under the habachas of Aseh? Zeh L'Cheres sounds like it's much more objective. Let's objectively do what they objectively did. Let's mimic their actions. Let's commemorate, let's remember. In other words, the goal is just to act the way they did. It's much more objective. Everyone acts the way they used to act back then. Alternatively, the goal is to actually feel it. And that is the Cheres Mamish. It's a subjective feeling that you have. Let me look at a few nafkaminas to help clarify this further. The clearest one, although I suck at them across later on, which is the clearest nafkamina to the Shaila, the clearest sheet of Shua? Maybe, I don't know if that melts.
Rabbi Yom.
What's the Rabbi Yom belief?
Cheres Mamish.
Yeah. Well, what's his sheet that to start breaking into lumps? What's his opinion? What is Rabbi Yom hold?
Correct.
Bizman has said, the Rabbi Yom says, since we no longer now in Western culture, but even back in the days of the Rav Yom, back in the Middle Ages, they didn't lean in his day either. So says the Rav Yom, since it's no longer a way of since it's no longer relevant, we no longer do it. Clearly he's holding which one? Cheres Mamish. If it's a Zikaron, who cares what they do in your generation? If the goal is just to act the way they used to act, who cares what we do nowadays? If the goal is just to remember what they used to do, so they used to lean. Let's lean nowadays and therefore accomplish the goal of Hasidim, which is to remember. However, if the mitzvah is not to remember, but rather to reenact, to relive, to express it, then what? But Mechora, the mitzvah is Cheres Mamish. Again, I don't think the Rav Yom, I don't think anyone who holds Cheres Mamish has to conclude like the Rav Yom. I think, for example, we'll see this in a second, there are other Rishonim out there who believe that even if the mitzvah is Mamish to express or to build towards whatever is Cheres, if the Sfarah is Cheres Mamish, and not just the commemoration, but rather the goal is to feel that way. It could be, even if we don't do it nowadays, it still helps us to feel that way or something like that. The Rav Yom actually has two assumptions in his Shita. Number the Rav Yom, it's based upon two things. Number one is Chayrus Mam, she can't begin to talk without that. And number two is, therefore, this man has a, it's not shy. And even other Rishonim, like I'll add with the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam in a second, the Rambam himself, Lechora, I think believes it's Chayrus Mam, she doesn't go that far. Let's take a look at the Rambam, just to give an example, at the Rav Yoh. I don't think the Rav Yoh is the only conclusion one could make based upon Cheres Mamish. However, if you make the Rav Yoh's conclusion, it has to be based on Cheres Mamish. That's what I thought. Let's just read the Rambam briefly. Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav and Zayin. Josh, you want to read? Then Rambam. No, you want to read? Strike two. All right, Adam, go ahead. Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, the Rambam Chametz Matza. While Adam flips the page, I'll just point out, it's interesting that the Rambam calls his Sefer Chametz Matza opposed to Pesach, opposed to any other name. They somehow allude to the centrality of Chametz Matza. Go. Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, and Zayin. B'chol Zayin, B'dar. Yeah. There's a lot to do on this Rambam. It's worthwhile noting that it's he changes the gear, so the Rambam changes the pasuk. But the folks in the Rambam that you actually came out now, it's not remembering, it's reliving. Continue. God himself took you out. You're not remembering, you're reliving. Lefikach. Yeah. What two textual nuances support the theory I just suggested in the Rambam that the goal is not Dechavez Becheris Mamish? Number one is Derecheris. Number two is? We'll see. We'll get there. I know you're excited to say that. Hang on. What other word, textually speaking, gives the impression of what? Maybe I was referring to Halacha Zayin. You're right, I was referring to Halacha Zayin. Lefikach. What is the function of the word Lefikach in Halacha Zayin? It's telling me, what I'm about to tell you is predicated on Halacha Vav. Halacha Zayin is when you kisha soed, you know what you should do? You should do it. But Derek Haseva, why? Because you're supposed to feel like if you yourself came out. The goal is not just to remember how they came out, the goal is to actually feel like you're coming out, and that's why we leave. Those key words that's in English, that's why translated as Lafika in Hebrew, seems to further this theory in the Rambam. I don't think the Rambam goes so far as the Rambam. Yeah. But at some point in time, later on in the week, when we get back to Haseva, I'm about to go die. Let's see, maybe. What's fine is Machlok is the Rambam and the Rav Yoh. It's worthwhile to note that the Rambam and the Rav Yoh seemingly both take the Cheres Namish shot, and whether or not the Tzman Hazeh is relevant or not, we'll get back to hopefully later on, but it's worthwhile to just to open that up as a possibility. Put it on the side. So what's fine at Machlok is, in any event, Lechor and the Rav Yoh is a great Nafkamina. What else potentially could be a Nafkamina? Anisha. Let's take a look at the Gemara of Anisha. I'm an Aleph. Nimsachim over here talks about an Isha. There's a little Kufchas. If you have it, take a look inside. The Gemara has a little hay bias. Let's, Josh, you read now. Okay, read that. You got it? If you didn't bring around, then I can excuse the bringing Gemara. So we'll have to figure out the appropriate punishment. But you got it? Isha, you got a little hey, Isha on Gav Kuf Chesem et Aleph. It's about 10, 12 lines up. Four words in. Isha et Chabala. Four words in. Show someone what it is.
Isha et Chabala lo by Haseva.
So what's halacha? Isha's chayav in haseva. Fundamentally, what's the answer? Fundamentally, yes. But if she's by her husband, then no. But if she's isha chashuva, then yes. If you take a look at the Rif, even just the Rashbam, there's a different textual. Just in Girsa, what's the difference? Correct. The Rashbam is Yisha. Isha ain't a tzricha seva. Taking out what words? Etzel bala. Now, when I first came across this, what point should you make? The first thing I would raise is it just a textual, technical thing with no serious mashmaut? Or is there maybe something fundamental to it, and we'll have to get back to that and see. Etzel bala, not etzel bala. Is it just like a textual, small, little technical problem? Or is there something fundamental to it? And let's see. Take a look at the Rashbam. Josh, can you with the Rashbam? Ish etzel bala tzricha haseva. That's Rabbi Chai. That's chat number one. With Rosh Bishult is Rabbi Chai. Exactly. Chat number one is what the Rashbam says. Bifnei Amos Ba'ala Bikfufala. What's the, what are we saying? She has Amos Ba'ala Alek. And what's the second chat suggesting? That's not the way women do this type of thing. The word lemizga, I thought meant poor. So I'm not sure exactly how that fits in over here.
What? Of drink, so.
Oh, yeah, good, even better, even better, better, good.
Like
maybe mizga means drink, they're good. So we have two possible reasons that Zawai and Isha would not be that safe. Scar number one is what? She has the aim of her bow on her, and shot number two is that's not the way women drink. Right? Good. For starters, the nafkamina that we shown have, what we're not familiar with, we have like the rush point for that other showing what?
A woman that's
not
that was married
and got divorced. Yeah, well, that is Rushan Alman. According to the first reason, what's the halakha? The first reason that of Amos Bala, she no longer has Amos Bala because her husband is divorced from her or dead. However, if it's a pshat in love, darkayu, lav darkayu denashim lemizga, then what? She still be touched because. And then so far, these two reasons link up. I have nafkamina, which is almoni gerusha. What's behind this machlokas, the Rashbam versus the Shiltis, potentially the machlokas out here, so what issue could be the undermining issue behind this machlokas over here?
The scarce knowledge of the
Yeah, we'll call it the exact same question. Why? Which Shita, but which Shita do you understand at first glance, or what, whatever? Well, how do you want to see that? What?
Rashbam plus scarce knowledge.
I thought the shiltus was, is this the derech of women to lean this way or not? And you know what the answer is?
No.
It's not. Women don't lean that way. If it's a commemoration, I should not care what women do. They should be chayv like everyone else. If the goal is just to act the way Jews who left act, women should act the way Jews who left act, who left the way acted also. If the focus is on the pool, if the focus is on the act, if the focus is on the myself, women should be hired like everybody else. However, if it's the focus is on not the objective act, but the subjective act of is this an expression of chayrus, several women attack. Women don't feel free this way. This is not an expression of women's chayrus. This is not how they act when they. This is not how women feel free, or trying to feel free, or aim to feel free, or expressing freedom. They don't need. Therefore, chayrus is totally irrelevant. Or the lashon of the she'ultas is lav darchayu denashu lemizga. It's not their style to drink while they're leaving. However, again, if it's zeigel chayrus, what would you suggest on your own? We don't care about individuals. We shouldn't care about individuality. This man has We shouldn't care about individuals of women, and therefore, if there's a tour from women, it can't be a fundamental, intrinsic one. It has to be
an external
overriding principle, which is
Amos
Bala overriding, or the way the Rabbeinu Manoach learns. And for them, of course, the Rabbeinu Manoach says women are punctured because they're too busy preparing food, the meal, and it's just Chazal could not have given it to them. But it's not a fundamental thing. The children believe fundamentally. There's no reason to do it. According to the Rashbam, and according to the Rebbe Manoach, should be that they have to, there's no overriding factor. One may even want to, although not necessarily does one have to, one may even want to limit the maslow if you're so as well. Okay, that's the same.
I was going to say it's on the third so much, and then do that.
But how many two you're supposed to link up? If it Isha Etzel Ba'ala, it's referring to which Shita, the Rashban. Even though the Rashban stuff doesn't have his gear stuff, at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. It could, it doesn't have to. However, if the way the Rit has it, the way the Rashban's gear stuff is, that what? Isha is not having that day, but Pashit, because why? Exactly. And just to finish explaining, why would Isha Hashuva be different? Either because either because it is their derech to do it, or they don't have any masala, or they're not serving the food themselves, whatever the case may be. L'chora, this would be a nafkamina as well. What am I not good. If we move on to one last potential nafkamina, I'll take a round of questions. Yeah, what do you got? One, two, three, one.
According to the Rashba, since the only mention you need for the masala is honor, she's the kilteris. And our Rambam said you have to be Mitzrayim, but they can't because they're not free, so we still
want to... Yeah, you want to say that once Eimut Bala is on her, then she what?
Doesn't feel fair for the Rambam.
She no longer feels chayrus because Eimut Bala is on, she can't express her feeling of chayrus in such a context, and therefore she can't say that. I can hear it. One could suggest that even according to the Rashbam, they're both in the context of chayrus, that they help with the Rashbam, and use your side to hear. I'm saying I would think the other way is better, but I'm open to such a shot.
You didn't call me.
Yeah, what's
that? What's the parallel between Haseva and pouring the Ravah?
I think it's different to drink. I'm just giving it to drink in that point.
Even still, I mean, that's not the only time you bring out all the other points. It says that it's not the only time Haseva drop.
You're right. Leave the Rambam off for a second, we'll get to that. But I think in terms of maybe eating and drinking, I would extend it. You're right. In other words, the Mizgah, the Jasper pointed out, the guys told me that the word meant drinking. I assume the Svar would extend to eating as well, as along those lines. I'm not sure you know what I'm saying. Yeah, but the show this is going to be focusing less on the Amos Balov shot and just more like a generic thing. Sometimes there's derech to do it. I would say drinking these by the same if I lobbed out this out to the Meshua, yeah.
I think that the Rashbam, I think it's technical difference in the images. I don't think there's anything to read into it, only because he says that the reason that women are not chayav is because of the Eimut Baal.
That's what he said, but he said Mufarsh. The show does a different reason.
That's Mufarsh, but he, the Rashbam...
Right, I'm with you. I'm opening up two possibilities, the Rashbam versus the Shultz. Okay. One last potential now for me.
For Rashbam, you don't forget how it is the Zeto Teres?
What?
The Rashbam is how it is the
Zeto Teres. I thought potentially that she is chayav too. If it's Zeto Teres, she should be chayav to me. Just like everyone's chayav to lean. However, there's an overriding factor of Eimut Baal.
Eimut Baal overrides the Zeichel Cheres.
Exactly. In other words, it's not an intrinsic factor. It's not part of it. It's got to be an external factor. If it's Zeichel Cheres, everyone should lead under all circumstances.
What?
It's more objective. It's more quantifiable.
I understand. Why would we say that? Why would we say Zeichel Cheres? Women should have to do a Zeichel Cheres. Did they do it back then?
Definitely should have to a saber, right?
But they didn't do it back then either.
If they didn't do it back then, they should have to do it now. If kids and children didn't do it back then, what if they were out on the streets? What if they didn't do anything that day? You know, we're focusing on that, right? How are we focusing on that?
You want to say that if women in those days didn't lead, so maybe nowadays women should not have to remember the leading that they did either. I can hear. Again, I don't think the Nashim thing is a glot, you know, but nonetheless, I do think that there is what to say. I think one could definitely argue, if it's Zeichel Cheres, one has to lean just like Jews leaned in those days. Women have responsibility to remember just as much as men have responsibility to remember. Once you're saying it's to feel a certain feeling, then the question becomes, do women nowadays feel this way or not?
I was going to ask that question. If it's only Zeichel Cheres, then why should it do it in a specific fashion? Why did that?
It could be Chazal mandated certain ways of remembering. If anything, if it's Zeichel Acheris, it's more of a reason to have a specific memory. How do we view Zeichel a million and one Zeichels we have in Judaism, and not just remember them, but also the actions that are very much linked and tied to them? Potentially, I'll open this up, but also, the Nashi Nafkini, I think, works out nice, but I don't think it's glatt. And this one also is not glatt, but I'll open it as well. And we pointed out earlier on, the more subjective the Hasheba is, the more it's likely to be a Cheres Mavish, the more objective it is, it's specific, in other words, unified it is, the more it's likely to be Zecher Cheres. We point that out, doesn't have to be true, like the Nashe may or may not be, but I think the overriding theory would be something along those lines. That being the case, we can point out something that many people were discussing during Seder as well. Are there any specific criteria as to how to do Hasheba? What did Rashi and Rashbam have? They both added in Shulchan v'mita, almost as if to say the way of doing Hasheba is with a Shulchan v'mita. Now, I'm not sure either of the two Rishonim actually mandated, or they just think it's the best way of doing it. However, if you look inside, look textually carefully, there's a question between how the Rashbam and how Rashi presents it. What is the difference? Yeah, Jay? The order. What does Rashi do first? Rashi says, Zeich l'cheres, b'mita b'yal l'shulchan. The Rashbam says, b'mita b'shulchan, Zeich l'cheres. Now the truth is, it could be there's nothing to read into. Or it could be, for starters, the whole gears is wrong. Who said he changes the gears to b'chlal? The Bach. The Bach thinks there's nothing to read into. The whole thing's a mistake. One could keep the gears to the same and say, lav dafke as well. However, one can also open up a potential difference, which would be, what would the difference be? Yeah, is this a way of doing Cheres, or is this the way of doing Zeichel Cheres? Is this a way of Zeichel Cheres, or are there many other ways? Or is this the way? Let's just read inside. Jake, read the Rashi. Okay. Back to the Israel. Yeah, in other words, what are you saying? You have to lean b'derech cheres, b'mita b'yal ha-shulchan, or it could be, yeah, according to the Rashbam, you get the impression that what? Correct. You want to do derech b'nechor, which is b'mita b'shulchan, according to Rashbam, maybe the Rashbam, maybe Rashi also, although maybe not anyone. But one could suggest, one could be medayed from this Rashban, and potentially even Rash, depending on the years and depending on how Dafka or Lav Dafka, one may need what? Not just any old Hasheba, but specifically Shulchan and Mita. If that be the case, what L'chor would the spark for that be? Maybe. Maybe with the Rashi and Rashban would go to Shittas. I'm not convinced that they hold this. But maybe one could argue that it is Zeichel Acheres because there's a specific objective standard, a formal way of accomplishing Zeichel Acheres, which is lean on something. And again, being that it's Zeichel Acheres, the more objective, the more formal, the more standardized way of understanding Hasheva, it works out kind of nicely that Rashi and the Rashbam are Lashitasa. I thought Rashi al Zeichel Cheres, that's what he uses. If you're interested, was interested in the Rashbam, just further the Lishitas, the Rashbam also on Kuf Ches, and that Kuf Ches has a Lashon of Zeichel Cheres as well, when he explains Matzah, Zri Chasevs, Kishocha Matzah Shal Mitzvah, Le'el Arisho, Kibnei Chor, Kishahu, Zeichel Cheres. Again, the Rashbam furthers the idea of Zeichel Cheres, not just by Dal Kosis, but by Matzah as well. And again, we have a potential Chakira has to understand how to understand what is the mitzvah of Hasheva? It's a Cheres Mamash, Zeichel Cheres. The first nafkamina would be the Rav Yom. Potential nafkaminas would be Isha. Additional nafkaminas would be potentially, which could suggest maybe the Mita and the Shulchan. Just to make two more quick points in the Rambam before we finish up. We'll get to the two points in a second. Assuming this is all correct, how might this help us? Is this something we left half open earlier on? Yeah, how?
You think that you need a Zeichel Cheres because you think that even if you're not lean on the subtle lean,
It's a little bit different. The second day of Tosfos. What do we point out as unique about the second day of Tosfos on Gabi Arsodia?
Because there's no Havanim.
It's Pasha, there's no Havanim. Which understanding would that make more sense with?
Which one?
Why? Yeah. In other words, if the mitzvah of Zeichel and Chavis, who cares if Ani doesn't feel it? What's relevant? Just mimicking the action they did generations ago. And therefore, maybe one could suggest that the second day of Tosfos believes that it's so pashut that Hasidus is predicated on Zeichel and Chavis, that what? That is B'chlal no Havanim. In other words, we pointed out that the Havanim that Tosfos suggests is based on the fact that it's Chavis Mash. And in the Maskana, who knows what? What I'd like to suggest is that the second day of Tosfos believes in the Havamina that has faith is predicated, the base or an outgrowth of Zeichel Chavis and not Chavis Mash. That could be the suggestion why Tosfos, the second day of B'chlal isn't interested in any Havanim. It's so partial that it's Zeichel Chavis, that there's no reason to distinguish between an eye. If it's Chavis Mavish, there's room to open the door. That's the way it's the Havanim. The Maskana is unclear with this, but the question is, what is the Havanim in Tosfos? The first day of Chavis Mavish, what's the Maskana? That's our entire year. What's the Havanim? The second day, there is no Havanim because it's so clear it's predicated on Zeichel Chavis. Just two more quick points in the Ramah. If this is correct, and our Nafkaminas were correct, what would you expect the Rambam to say about an Isha? That she's Pater because of Ema's Vala, or Pater because of Ein Darko Shal Isha Lahasiv?
Darko.
Again, we point to that, it doesn't have to be, it's not a glatt Nafkamina, but I think the Rambam is mashing that way. If you look back at Halacha Zayin, how do I know the Rambam believes that women are patur haseba completely? Take a look at the Halacha Zayin. Have you seen it yet? Yeah, correct. If you read the Rambam and Halacha Zayin, I'm saying, the figure of the story of the Malayla has that Tarach Lacha the Lishto who makes it there. The Cholacha the Yaku, the Nashi Bey Nashi, Chai Lishto Malayla the Arba Kosa Shal Yadim. The Rambam told me two halachas. Halacha number one is a person needs to do haseba. Halacha number two is both men and women are chayivin dalet kosos. The fact that the Rambam put halacha, the second part of halacha was dalet kosos, and went out of his way to include women indicated that what? Beforehand, he was not talking about women. Women, l'chor, would be patur completely, and that may be based upon the she'iltos, based upon the girsa of the Rif, based upon the girsa of the Rashban, that women are cut because it's not their derech to do such things opposed to the zecher chayes b'shav, which is just really wrong. One more last little shikas of the Rambam as well, which is the famous brisket rav. We'll discuss it a little later on in the week when we get to that class, but it's worthwhile, so I'll do it to it now. What's the brisket rav? Major question. I hear it from the brisket rav. So exactly, exactly. What is that? Is it connected or not? Is it connected or not? Instead of lifting and putting on ugly tefillin, puts on his or mitzvah dikas tefillin. One should ask what question? It did one accomplish two independent mitzvahs, one mitzvah of his or mitzvah, and one mitzvah of tefillin? I.e., if you go back to first grade when mitzvahs were just a bunch of checks on a wall, would you get one check in the hidden mitzvah box and a different check in the tefillin box? Or did Maran Torah give you like a big check plus? In other words, is it that you brought a beautiful tefillin? Is that a separate mitzvah or is it just an enhancement or an improvement of the first mitzvah? So that's essentially the brisket rav's question over here as well. What's the nature of haseba? One could suggest haseba is an independent mitzvah. Just like tefillin is a mitzvah, just like matzah is a mitzvah, just like dalet kosos is a mitzvah, just like tzitzis is a mitzvah, so too haseba is a mitzvah. Then the Brisgurus had an alternative meaning, an alternative understanding. Model number two is that Haseva is not an independent mitzvah, but rather what? It's just the best way of eating matzah, the best way of drinking the four cups. It's a checkbox. It's not that matzah is one mitzvah and Haseva is a second mitzvah, but rather Haseva is the best way of eating the matzah. The best way of drinking the four cups is doing it with Dara Haseva as well, leading adjective. The Brisgurav claims that this machlokas is actually Talian in the Rambam versus the Rosh and maybe Tosos. What's the deal for the Rambam? Anyone know the deal for the Rambam? Correct. The deal for the Rambam is called Hamarda Harez and Meshubach. The Shalashi lost the Shdiyasa, the Shdiyasa in haste of Harim Shubach, the Ma'am, and the Tsar. The Rambam writes in Halacha Ches. Yeah, it's true. That we're supposed to leave Isha Chashuva, he tells you what Ben Ethelabo, all these people have to leave, but why not? Ben Ethelabo, Shamshan's Rabbi, they had to leave, Talmud Ethelabo, doesn't leave. A Ben Ethelabo, it does, and Talmud Ethelabo, people have to leave, and he tells you, when should you leave? You should really leave. Mashiach Tachilas Kedai Matzah Shtirat Al Kol. So okay, a little bit Shara Chilas of Shtirat. So, in Hayti Paris, in Shubach, in Lav, in Sar. What does that sound like? If it's a practice, it's a detail, it's the way of doing it, of doing the Dal Kosos and the Matzah, it would make absolutely no sense to understand why the more the merrier. And therefore, the Brisgurav points out, the Rambam was going to see that the mitzvah is an independent mitzvah. There was later on, I think the Brisgurav's nephew, like Salvation, came along and said, it's only not, it's not referring to the whole night. It's not referring to all Pesach, it's after during the Seudah. In other words, maybe, you know, it's after during the Seudah, not other parts. So, okay, fine, meaning, fine. I think I printed up in the Harry Kevin, let's take a look. Then the Brisgurav tries to prove from the Rush the opposite. What is he trying to prove from the Rush? That what?
The guy said that explicitly that if he leaves,
right, that if a person eats the matzah without doing haseva, what's the halakha? He's not going to say what? The matzah. How is it possible that not doing haseva serves as an impediment to my mitzvah of matzah? The only logical conclusion must be what? That's part of the mitzvah. The Brisgurav says the only way I can eat matzah and not be yotzei because I didn't do haseva is only if what?
Part of
the haseva is not an independent mitzvah, rather part and parcel to chelik of the mitzvah. It's not even the miasma, but rather it's the best way of accomplishing the matzah and the dal kosos. Then the Brisgurav has a tzarach iyun on himself, which is what? The end. It's difficult, of course, in the rush, because why should you go back and do it again? It should be that you did it just without Haseva, therefore, going again should do at least that Tzarathias. However, that's the Brisgurav's.
Wait, why was no going back?
He said it should be you're not Yotzi, you have to do it again. It should be you're Yotzi just without Haseva dimension of it. It shouldn't be a Ma'akim, but going again should help.
But it's part of the mitzvah. You didn't do part of the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah.
Right,
yeah. After I'm stoned, if I put on my Shal Rosh, without
yeah,
more than
the
partial.
Yeah, the answer required the Lomun out of the thousand, but the answer was relatively straightforward. It's because it's not just a regular, a nice part, it's the Ma'akim part. Ma'akim part. You did nothing, you have to go back and do it again. The Brisgurav, I think, will not open such an option. Why not? Maybe it's a request to talk to the Brisgurav a little further. In any event, Zach, I think, correctly, so I want to do as well, so I'm second. Because potentially one may argue, this is also not Mokrach, but it is possible. It is possible to suggest that according to what's behind, we have a Machlokas now, whether Haseva is an independent mitzvah or if Haseva is designed to enhance the Dal Kosos and the Matzah. Now I had to ask you, when Chazal developed this mitzvah of Haseva, or this kiyum, depending on what it is, whether it's independent mitzvah or just a chelik of mitzvah, when Chazal designed Haseva, what would have triggered them to make it an independent mitzvah? What would have triggered them to make it part of something else? Potentially, what might that depend upon? Amachlokes, how so?
If it's connected, it should be somewhat near Zeichel Acheret.
If what?
If it's connected, it should be Zeichel Acheret.
Yeah, that's more or less what Zap was saying, and Adam had mine as well. That's what Amachlokes, she tested very nicely. If the goal of Haseb is to express freedom, it's an end in and of itself. The goal is just to feel freedom, express freedom, show freedom, build freedom, whatever it is. The goal is Chayrus Mach. However, this is not as clear, but one could suggest, if, however, the goal of Haseba is to commemorate, potentially the best way of commemorating, doesn't have to look up as well, the Rambam works out very nicely. The Rambam works out very nicely. But why would someone not make Haseba's on this while they link it to something else? I think the idea is that we want the Matzah and the Dalet Kosos to further help us remember. The Rambam works out very nicely. The Rambam works out very nicely. An independent mitzvah makes a lot of sense if the goal is to feel it in the next step.
Is that true?
I thought so. Why not? However, if the mitzvah is to commemorate, so I can see Chazal saying, well, why are we starting commemoration from scratch? Let's retake the things that are designed to commemorate freedom and help further focus them towards achieving our goal of remembering and commemorating. Yeah, that is probably that. Yeah, you're right. I don't think it has to link up. I don't think it has to link up, but I do think that you're right. There are some Zechers out there that the only goal is to Zecher, and it could be an independent mitzvah. I do think, though, one would be more inclined to say if the goal is Chayrus, it's an agenda in and of itself. If the goal is Zecher Chayrus, we're taking equally as much of an agenda in and of itself.
I think it's the question.
Here, if the mitzvah is Zecher Acheres, it could be a separate mitzvah for Zecher Acheres. Just because it's Zecher
Acheres. It has to encompass both. So therefore, that was a mitzvah that's much higher level.
What?
Acheres Mamash encompasses Zecher Acheres as well.
People ask this question, why would Chazal have made a Haseba its own mitzvah? Why would they have wanted to link it to Dalet Kosos and Matzah? I'm not sure, I'm just asking that question straight up. Why would Chazal make it its own mitzvah? has its own agenda.
There's also like a chokhmah as well as a mitzvah style.
That could be either one. Why would Chazal link it up to...
You know, the linking up one, I can
understand.
No, the thing is, the wrong... What? Chazal was talking about Seba. For the all Chita Achil and Shia, when do we emphasize it the most? We emphasize it the most when we have an extra name, the Chiyah of Achil and Shia. That's what we're saying.
That's helpful to what Zach's saying. You like what Zach's saying, you think that is right. What was the relevance of your comment then? we have a discussion. Yeah, Zach thought that.
That's what we're all doing.
What? You want to say, what's the answer? What are Chazal doing about it? Why did they make it? You want to answer why they made it separate? And the answer is?
Now, is it emphasized? No. The reason why it connects out most points is the Yahweh's saying that's the least.
The quote does also that the matzah themselves are zekalateris. I'm also the question of Zula. What's the Zula? So you believe me? Is zekalateris that time?
That's just a bit of that right.
No, I'm just saying. It is zekalateris. I'm also zekalateris. It's zekalateris. It's zekalateris. So I said, according to the Rosh, you do, because I think what that is, that same was only, I'm referring to the point of zekalateris. According to the Rambam, the whole issue, they want to clear something, you're being a parent. So I'm telling you, you're free. So if you feel free, is that you're leaving. Are you doing your own thing?
You want to say, in other words, the reason why they would link it, since once a zecher, anyways, once another zecher, they have to put it together.
So the link actually
makes sense. Yeah, that's right. What's that? Hang on. In other words, I don't think Zach's saying is the only way to go. He's saying it makes more sense to go this way.
No, see, I think if you want to link them up and say they're the same thing, then I understand why you want to go zecher the first, but all because they're two distinct mythos, I don't think it goes one versus the other at all.
Let's go. If this machlokes is correct, why would Chazal link it up? Why would not link it up? It could be who knows why. But it could be we can answer why. And if we can answer why, the reason why they would link up Zecher Lecheres is because since Matzah is already Zecher anyway, may as well just further the Zecher. However, if Haseva is a separate thing. Meaning what?
The second step you're about to make, I don't care.
I think the second step is along the lines of, if the first step you're already convinced by, so why is everyone convinced by it? Meaning, why would you explain, what's the first step? Why would you like to put two things together?
I don't think necessarily it's the best thing, but I'm saying, like, if you want to say five days, it might not be as much of a thing as Chayr Samish, which might...
Zach's first step is, I'm not convinced either way. I don't think what happens, but I can see a little bit of a linkage. I don't think it's a strong enough linkage to say, like it's a lot, but I do think there's an element of a linkage there. That's what I'm going to try to explain right now. That since the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Dalat Kosis, the goal is to remember the Exodus, remember the whatever it is, remember the Zechel Lecheres, that's the case. So once Chazal is making Hasheba, which is also Zechel Lecheres, it could be they wanted to. They wanted to further that zechira all in one. In other words, they wanted not to be more of a zechir l'cheres. The goal, in other words, matzah was a quasi zechir. Let's make it a better zechir l'cheres. So they did was make a step mix. The goal was to enhance the matzah. That you can hear, but that's stage one. If that's correct, once I heard of Hasheba, why would I not hold of that? So Zach's saying maybe the reason why, not definitively, but maybe the reason why is because the goal of Hasheba is not Zecher Lecheres, because if it would have been, the first argument is very compelling. So Zach's saying, therefore, maybe, the reason why you would not want Hasheba to enhance those other things is because it has a different function. It's not Zecher Lecheres like they are, rather it's Cheres Mamish, which is different. Yeah, you don't have to go that far. I don't think it's that far. But you can hear why someone would suggest something like that. In any event, I do think it's an important question as to understand the subjective and objective nature of Haseba. I do think it's the two possibilities how to understand the Maskana of reject Tosfos. I think the Rav Yoah is Pashit based upon Chemes Mam, which I think Rash and the Rashbam definitely disagree. They would have no patience for Guzman Hazeh against the Rav Yoah. The Isha thing very well may link up, although not 100% of them closer to like Mam, some 80% probably links up. I think in terms of the meat of the Shulchan, Imam is 50-50. In terms of the Brisker Rav, I'm 50-50 as well, I have no idea. However, I do think it's an important question about Cheres and Haseba. We'll get back to this Amir Hashem later on. We'll get to Daf Kufches. We have one more sugi to do on Daf Sadi Test. We'll do it tomorrow. That's Monday. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll do three sugis on Kuvav and two more on Kufches. And that'll get as far as we can. It could be I'll give Shir one day next week in the Golan, in which case I'll do a sugi on Kufches a base. But I do feel we're breaking into, even though, you know, two scattered things, we're breaking into a lot of the major stuff going on. And now they're suffering. All right, have a good day.